According to recent polls carried out by the Pew Research Center, 62% of Americans believe the president strikes the right balance in how much he mentions religious faith. 59% of Americans say religion plays a very important role in their lives. The polls reveal a deep divide between Americans and their European counterparts, who claim to be a lot less religious. Europeans appear to distrust the emphasis America places on religion. Is this a passing fad or evidence of something more profound? Nina Maria Potts reports.
Oscar Wilde once famously described Britain and America as two nations divided by a common language. If Wilde were alive today, events of the past few months might well tempt him to alter his remark to the observation that the UK and US are two allies divided by a common religion. The contrast could not be more striking. Two broadly Christian countries, both led by men of deep religious faith, who joined together in the war in Iraq. As American troops shipped out to the Gulf, President Bush, like every wartime president, called on God to bless the soldiers and their country. But in England, when Tony Blair wanted to end a televised address on the eve of war with a call for God's blessings, his horrified advisers overruled him, fearing a public backlash. In the words of his chief spin doctor, "We don't do God." A recent Pew Research Center poll showed an extraordinary difference between the United States and its closest Western allies. Though majorities of Canadians, Britons, and Europeans still consider themselves Christian, respondents left no doubt that religion does not play a central role in their lives. A recent conference organized by the Pew Forum and the Brookings Institution in Washington concluded that the old world is not just irreligious next to America. Participants agreed that Europeans are suspicious, even offended by the way that God is so frequently invoked by American political leaders. Justin Vase is a research fellow at the Brookings Institution's Center for the U.S. and France. He's originally from France. A mere 11% of French told the Pew Research Center that religion was central to their lives, as opposed to 59% of Americans. If Europeans are lukewarm about religion in their private lives, they are positively hostile to any intrusion of religion in public life, says Justin Vase. So squeamish are Europeans about religion and politics that a draft constitution for the European Union fails to mention God at all. Justin Vase explains.
In the States, it's almost politically correct, as you would say, to be religious and to invoke God in public statement. In Europe, it's almost the reverse. It is politically correct to be secular. It is seen as something almost bad to seem to make a religious point when talking about politics or history or social problems, etc.
In Britain, Tony Blair's deep religious faith and public church going marks him out as unusual. To Robert Boston from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Tony Blair's Christianity barely registers on the American scale.
Blair's religiosity is a lot less high profile. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't heard about Bush and his conversion experience and hears his constant use of religious rhetoric. And although Britons may find Blair's adherence to Christianity a little stronger than some past leaders, by our standards, it's barely noticeable.
The reasons for the divide owe much to history, says Justin Vase, pointing to the fundamental difference between America's founding settlers, who built a new society to protect their religious freedoms, in sharp contrast to Europe, where the slow road to democracy was all too often stalled by established religions.
At the very foundation of the United States, you'll find religious freedom as almost a necessary precondition for other freedoms. In Europe, it's exactly the reverse. Religion was to be fought in order to impose the republic and to impose democracy. That's why, let's say, religion as a bad name, because it was opposed to democracy, it was opposed to liberalism.
In Justin Vase's home country of France, there is an official separation of church and state, just as in America, but he argues the reasons for that separation are very different.
In Europe, the separation of church and state is conceived as basically shielding the state from the church. In the 19th century context, shielding the state and the republic and the new democracy from the Catholic Church, which was socially conservative. But in the US, it's the exact opposite. The separation of church and state is conceived as protecting their churches, the churches, that is to say, and I use the plural, to make the point that they were all these many different churches, so to protect them from the state.
Robert Boston from Americans United for Separation of Church and State draws attention to a more modern difference. Most European Protestants, Catholic or Orthodox believers, did not consciously choose their denominations, but simply inherited them from family or regional tradition. America, the great consumer society, is far more likely to see believers shopping for a church that suits them, or even adopting a pick-and-mix approach to different faiths, says Robert Boston.
One of the brilliant things about the separation of church and state is that it creates what some scholars have called a religious free marketplace, to use an analogy from economics. If you decide for whatever reason that you're not happy with your religion, you have hundreds of thousands probably to choose from.
Sometimes mutual differences have spilled into bitter resentment, says Justin Vase. Before the Iraq War, some European demonstrators called America a land of fundamentalist Christians, to be feared just as much as Islamic extremists. He describes the European perspective as follows.
Well, basically, these people are dangerous on both sides. They both invoke God, and they both say, you know, as Bob Dylan say, with God on our side, that they're both claiming religious legitimacy to their fight. We in Europe know that this is inherently bad and destabilizing because we've seen that in our past.
The religious gap between Europe and America is apparently embedded in historical and cultural differences. And the signs are this is one divide unlikely to be bridged anytime soon. For Common Ground, I'm Nina Maria Potts in Washington.